The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm here. I didn't go anywhere, but I was enjoying that music so much that I'm really jealous. And I think John needs to give me some of his music so I can use it on mine. But anyway, that was really – I love the music. And I wanted to actually listen to that song to the end. Anyway, you know, I promised that this first hour, the second hour will be yours. 800-313-9443. And we go into Alan in South Carolina on one. Alan, welcome to the program. Wait a minute. Is George still with us? Oh, he dropped. Okay. Well, George, you're welcome to call back. Go ahead, Alan. I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Well, I think I'm calling in support of the theme song.
Yeah, me too. You like that, huh?
But just wanted to remember that Somalia also suffers from a slave trade refugees. They're selling people into Southeast Asia for fishing boats and all. This being the ancient African trade route and directions. And if you doubt that, I want to testify that I found that out from one of our enemies, the public broadcasting system, ETV. So, you know, even they complain about it, but that's where some of them come from.
Okay. Appreciate
but that being said, what about legal immigration?
What about it?
Because there has been an active official program to import countercultural immigrants, especially into small communities, and with
to
emphasis
import,
on Somalians and Cambodians.
To import what kind of... I'm sorry, I missed to import. What kind into small communities?
Well, just small communities. The one I have most in mind is they actually did a program about it on ETV, Clarkston, Georgia.
Yeah.
But they bring these people in, they set them up, support their political activity.
Okay. Alan, I appreciate the call. We have tons of people lining up. Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Byron in Canada online. Byron.
Hey. Hi. Hey. I was listening to the previous show before and talk about immigration. One of the things some callers called in was about how Muslims can't integrate with the society that they go to. Do you believe that Muslims don't and can't assimilate with the...
No, I don't believe that, but for Muslims being the new immigrants, it will take them... People are looking at them and they are comparing them to like the Italians or the Jews or other, you know, minorities who immigrated into the United States. Well, all of these people, when they first immigrated into the United States, now, mind you, Muslims, by the way, were with Christopher Columbus when he discovered America, if he did. But the majority of them came in, I would say the 50s, 60s, 70s, definitely. And most of the Muslims who came to the country, they did not come as refugees, Byron. They came as professionals, engineers, doctors, or seeking education, and they decided that they like the country, like myself. I came here, I was 17 years old, seeking education. I loved the country, and I decided to make it home. Now, having, you know, talking about integration, it's going to take time. So you can't really say that it's hard for them. But think about everybody is comfortable with their own. Like, for instance, Catholics are comfortable with their own. Jews are comfortable with their own. The same thing, Muslims are comfortable with their own. You know, Mexicans are comfortable with their own. Any of these minorities that you see, they are comfortable with their own. But to say Muslims are having a hard time integrating, no. My kids are fine. My kids have both worlds. My kids are, they have my heritage, but they are as American, as Americans as apple pies. See, I even can say that. And, you know, they're proud of being Americans. I'm proud of being an American. So, and I don't have a problem integrating. Do you think I'm having a problem integrating?
Well, I'm not the one that said it. I think they've done well. As I set up in Canada here, if it wasn't for the Muslim doctors, most of our smaller towns wouldn't have doctors.
And
we got a pile of Muslims that are doctors. And that's something else that kind of bothers me. They keep saying, oh, it's just goat herders that come to, that are immigrating to Canada. Well, they need to come, or to the United States. They need to come to Canada, go walk into our clinics, and see how many Muslims there are in our clinics.
And by the way, we do not have an illegal Muslim immigration problem. We don't have that. I'm sure probably few of them, since the border, the southern border is wide open, I'm sure probably some of them did come. But the majority of Muslims who are in the country are here legally, and at the same time, they are professionals. They are the store owners. They are the doctors. They are the attorneys. They are the tax preparers. They are the nurses. They're not here. They did not come here illegally. Thank you, Byron. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, how come you never ever heard about Muslim problems?
Because there is
No, but I'm just saying, you never heard about, like, you never heard about a crime or anything from Muslims until, what, about 19... Well, really, probably it's 9/11 is when it started.
9/11. That's it. Yeah. 9/11. After 9/11.
You never heard about it. I always thought, how come you never hear about, you know, Muslims and, you know, doing anything? I mean, you just never heard. And,
the media. The media that indoctrinates people and people allow it. Appreciate it, Byron. I have a bunch of people waiting. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina on line 5. Francis, welcome to the program.
Hello, young man.
Hi. I am a young man.
Hey, c'est la vie. When I hear someone saying about that they can travel easily from Canada into the U.S. or whatever the case might be, just because they make a call or whatever, I find that very intriguing, because I'm guessing it was probably well before 9/11 occurred back in 2001. Now,
Francis, from Canada, yes, they can. It's very easy to come to the United States from Canada. And as a matter of fact, and I'm sure my information is correct, you don't even need a visa to come to the United States from Canada.
Okay.
From Canada, yes, but try to do that from Mexico and see what happens.
Okay, let me correct you about something then. I'm going to take you to task.
All right.
A few years back, I went up into Canada over the weekend. I even drove. I didn't fly. I went up into Canada for a weekend event, with some folks that I know. And when I got to the border, I gave them my license or whatever. They asked me what I was there for, and I said, you know, what it was about.
Did you have your passport?
Not when you're driving, no.
But I mean, you're going into a different country, so you need your passport.
No, I did not have a passport. The only thing I had was a license because I was driving. I don't The only time I require a passport is if I'm flying. Now, when they had my license and all that, they asked me a question or two or whatever, and let me be on my way. Now,
that's even better. You don't even need a passport if you go and driving.
Well, hey. But now, when I was on my way back into the States, that was a whole other pickle. Because the nearest entrance that I had to get to from where I was going to into Canada, near the border, was in Buffalo, New York. Now, when I got to the entrance gate there, and they had security and all this stuff, TSA, who knows what else, I gave them my license, whatever. And they said, do you have this? Do you have that? And I'm like, oh, well, here. Here's a copy of my certificate of birth or whatever. And they're like, okay. And then they put me through a whole procedure about why is on your license you have one state, but your vehicle is from another state and whatever have you. And I thought, well, that's because we have a place in this state and my husband works in another state. And not him. And they have cameras all over the place, you know, examining the whole vehicle and all that stuff. And they turn around and ask me, okay, because he actually opened up the door to the vehicle and looked back and said, well, what's in the ice chest? And I said, that's my din-din for tonight when I get to...
Francis, where are we going with all this?
What it comes down to is that they told me that they have now made it on file that the next time I leave out of the U.S. to go into Canada... because I have no need to go down to Mexico. The next time I go to leave to go to Canada from the U.S., I have to either have a passport, enhanced driver's license, or a Nexus card.
Yeah, now that has changed, actually. When you said the driver license, this was a long time ago. Now you do need a passport to go to Canada, but you don't need a visa. And I did go to Canada.
This was after 9/11.
I understand that. They changed that not long ago. They changed that, I don't know, 6, 7 years ago, 10 years ago. Anyway, appreciate the call, Francis. We're going to have to move on. Let's go to Joel in Wisconsin, I believe, on line 3. Joel.
Yes. You accused of... Just a second, I got to turn the radio off.
I didn't accuse anyone of anything. I accused who?
Donald Trump. Of dividing the country.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that he inherited a divided country. And he ran on the principle of doing something about it.
But I understand that, and I agree with you. He inherited a divided country, So what is he doing about it?
Well, it hasn't happened yet. They took
it. It happened. He was at a rally. He was at a rally this weekend, and he was with his inflammatory. The people at the rally, were cheering him up, but the other people, they were not cheering him up because it was totally against them. Look at what he did today.
Well, we're talking about the divided country that he inherited. He can't cure that. He's
so you
want to
cut it? He has to cure that. That's his job. You don't. If you inherited a divided country, what do you want to do? Cut it up into pieces, and then what?
No, his responsibility is to live up to what he ran on. The majority of the people who did vote for him voted for him because of what he said he was going to do. And if he's trying to do that, they will give him credit for that. If he ignores them and plays the game of all the other ones
is he going to do it with this last thing, Joel? With this last thing that he did today. Now, before he said we only go on after the criminals. Today we go on after everybody. Just 2 weeks ago, he said we're going after the criminals.
If they're here illegally, they are criminals.
But listen, no. What he meant by criminals, and he stated that if they had committed a crime, not now they are criminal as soon as they stepped into the country because they broke the law. But we're not talking about them. No, we're talking about them. You know, either killing, stealing, raping, etc.
That's the kind of maybe he's not breaking the law is a crime, is it not?
No. But I understand that. But okay, fine. Joel, let's go. Let's take it with your definition. They've been here. There's 20 over 20 millions of them. You cannot change that overnight. And what he's trying to do is changing that overnight. We're going to be going through talking about turmoil and confusion and more crimes. These people are not going to the borders, Joel. These people are going underground, but yet they have to live. How are they going to live if they're underground besides going into more and more crimes and breaking into your house, stealing my car, stealing someone's TV just to go sell it and feed their children?
We will find out. But they put themselves in that position by coming here illegally.
We put them in that position for letting them do it for so many years.
Correct.
And we come
Correct.
Overnight, we want to change it overnight. It doesn't work that way. You cannot change. You cannot – now, he did – you know what? You're right. He inherited this.
Yes.
And he wants to do what the laws on the books that were not used. But they haven't been used. Reagan did not use them.
Nope.
George Bush the father did not use them. Bill Clinton did not use them. George Bush did not use them. Obama did not use them.
Nope.
You can't, after 30 years, 40 years, come and say, overnight, we're going to start using them.
Well,
you can't do
opinion.
That.
He's the president. He can decide.
Well, I understand that, but I do have a brain to think, Joel. What he's doing. Okay, you know what? Let's wait and see what's going to happen.
That's right. That's all we can do. And at least he's trying to live up to what he ran on. Is that wrong?
Hey, no. I mean, it's not wrong, but do it where you're not hurting the others and you're not dividing the country more and more. I understand he inherited a divided country, but he's not doing anything to pull the country back together, and I guarantee you, we don't want to see a civil war in this country.
No, we don't. But if he is doing something, if he's stopping the continued immigration and trying to get rid of first of all the criminals and then the rest, he is.
Oh no, he's doing
America,
the rest. He's
America.
Not doing the criminals. He's doing the rest. He's doing everybody, and he's doing. He's calling.
Separate. It's pretty hard to separate because. Last week, they did a raid to go after some criminal, and he wasn't there, but his kid was there. So they took his kid because he's there illegally too. So it's pretty hard to.
But Joel, we allowed these people for the last 40, 50 years to come here and populate here. We can't. I mean, we have a responsibility towards these people because it was our fault that we allowed them to be where they are. So we have to be responsible. When we do it, we have to do it in such a way where it doesn't hurt us, number one, because this is going to hurt us. Number two, it doesn't hurt their children who are Americans. The Constitution says these people are Americans. What are you going to do with that? You know, half of their people are Americans.
That's not my problem. Their parents caused that situation. Now,
but
put
our
kids,
government caused that too. It's not just the parents. We caused that too by allowing them. We let them do that.
Just because both sides, just because the parents.
Now you know by law
illegally, and our government allowed it. Those are two wrongs. So two wrongs don't make.
No,
right.
But listen. Now you're talking about the Constitution. The Constitution says if you are born in this country, you are an American. That has nothing to do with laws. If you are born in the United States, you are an American. Period.
Well, if you send their parents back, the kids will probably go one day.
Well,
I mean, you have to do something, Hisham, and you're talking about let it go on and go on.
No. I'm not saying let it go on. And years ago, I said what we need to do is what other countries do. Appreciate it, Joel. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Won't be out in the morning dew, buddy. Please walk me out in the morning dew. So
let's listen together to this song.
Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man cry.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I am Hisham Tilawi, sitting in for John Stettmiller, who is recovering. And I'm sure he will be back with you soon. And now he has even more of a reason to get well and come back, because if I do his program for another day, he's going to lose it. And but now I know why he has a lot of people listen to his program. I mean, he is good, I know, but he has awesome, awesome music. Anyway, the phone number is 800-313-9443, and we're going back to the phones with Andrew in Texas on line 11. Andrew.
Hello, Mr. Tilawi.
Hi.
Hey,
Well, you know what? I've been listening. We got a lot of immigration talk here and whatnot. But one of the things I want to point out to you is, yes, maybe we do need a little more secure vetting of these people coming from those particular seven countries and stuff. But the real problem, in my opinion, is that we're not vetting our politicians well enough, whether it be city, state, county, local, but federal for sure. We're not vetting them. I mean, these people aren't picks.
I mean, these people are being elected.
Well, yeah, they're being elected, but we're only given two choices. It's usually a Democrat, or sometimes three, a Democrat, a Republican, or some independent guy or whatnot. But the point of the matter is that these people could be rused by the establishment, this so-called New World Order and whatnot, to run for Congress because they're going to toe the line and whatnot. I mean, our senators used to be elected by our legislation, our state legislation and stuff, or chosen. And whatnot. And now they're elected by the people. But we're only given these choices here. We need to be able to have some sort of vetting system to find out more about them. What are they about? I mean, when you got somebody like Maria Cantwell from Washington who spent $12 million to get elected to a job that pays $235,000 a year, there's an issue here. She's obviously going to make some money doing this stuff. So these people are being purposely put in position to run for this office because they're going to do the work of these people who have an agenda, which I would call it the dark state or the shadow government or whatever. They're going to toe the line for these people, and they're going to allow
Andrew,
all this stuff to happen.
Andrew, Israel has been using this for many, many years because they are electing people who will sign on the dotted line for Israel. So Israel had been doing this, and no one said anything about it.
And therein lies what I was just talking about. I didn't want to bring up any specific persons or people that are doing it, but the point of the matter is that we, the people, are the ones in charge of this government.
No, we're not.
Well, no, technically we're not, but the Constitution says that we are. And we're supposed to be able to vet these people, and we should be choosing our candidates. The candidates shouldn't be choosing to run for office. We should choose who we want to run to office.
Well, let's face it.
And if they say no, then we choose somebody else.
Andrew, let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Well, actually, I'm not going to ask you because you don't have to answer. What do you think the average guy in America – how much do you think they donate to political candidates?
The average person?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Take the average person.
The average
$25, person, $50, $100?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
These people are supported by the big bankers and whatnot.
Now, you know you need millions of dollars to win. Where that money is going to come from?
Well, in Maria Cantwell's position, she was actually a mogul.
She is a millionaire, billionaire. Fine, she had the money. But others who don't have the money, where their money is going to come from? From the special interest who want to put them in there for a reason.
And therein lies why I was saying we need to vet these people.
We can't. It's not going
to
happen. Appreciate it, Andrew. When you figure out how to do it, let me know and we'll announce it to everyone. Appreciate it. Thanks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back. And, you know, before we go back to the phones, let me just comment on what Andrew had talked about, that we need to do more vetting on the immigrants from the 7 countries. Now, there is enough vetting being done on these people from these 7 countries. And by the way, those 7 countries happen to be the same 7 countries that General Wesley Clark talked about in 2011. And so we were planning this way before Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Libya, Yemen, before any of these countries have even problems. Now, Somalia, yeah, they did have problems. And of course, with Iran, yeah, we did have problems since the 70s. But these other countries, they didn't do us nothing, nada, okay? And but we created those refugees' problems. It was the United States, and you know, if you are listening to this station, you know that we did that for Israel. We went and destroyed Iraq for Israel because it's an Israeli plan to destroy the Middle East. We talked about this on my program for years and years and years. The Zionist plan for the Middle East, go look it up. It's being written, and it's exactly what happened, but they needed somebody to do it for them, and the United States was that somebody. And while you are reading that, just read the document Clean Break, okay? And put these two together, and you will see that we were the one, the United States, the one who went there and created those refugees' problems. You think these refugees want to be here in America? No. They would rather be in their country because those refugees had homes in Syria. These were doctors. These were lawyers. These were people who were living in their country. And they did not dream of coming into the United States. And it takes 2 years of interviews, and they will only bring people with families, people who have families, a mom, a dad, and children. These are the people who are coming to the United States as refugees. Problem that we created, the United States of America. Have you had or heard of any problem here in the United States from these refugees? Now, what Donald Trump did today, it was not directed at the Muslims in America. It was directed at the illegal immigration problem in America, and that is not a Muslim immigration problem. But I guarantee you, most people who, because they have been indoctrinated at bashing Islams and Muslims, that everything happens, they think that Donald Trump did what he did today because of the Muslims. We don't want these Muslims. This has nothing to do, what he did today has nothing to do with these seven countries, has nothing to do with the refugee problems, has nothing to do with the immigrants, the legal immigrants in the United States, but it has a lot to do with the illegal immigration, and that's not a Muslim problem. That is a South, that's a Latin America problem. All right, let's go to Fred in Iowa on line one. Fred.
Yeah, good evening, Hashem. How are you doing?
Good evening. Doing great, thank you.
Great. Okay. I'm not your enemy, Hashem.
I don't have any enemies.
We have not, the people. The last caller had it pretty close. We have not elected a president in probably 100 years. Party A or Party B, we get to choose whether we want Party A or Party B. But they are the same people. Now, I want to put out a website, and then I want to explain, not the website, but what I said. The Trump card updated. The Trump card updated by Walter Veith, V-E-I-T-H. Now, back to that North show, on this show about seven and a half months ago, I said that if Trump is elected, what he was saying 7 and 8 months ago, I said if Trump is elected, they'll either kill him, or if he doesn't do what he says he's going to do, we're going to have a revolution in this country. Well, the Trump card updated by Walter Veith, go there. Okay. The same stuff is happening. There's no difference. We're so damn gullible. We think there's a difference. And you go to this website, it not only covers Trump, but it covers the Clintons and the Bushes and everything. They're the best of friends. They're not enemies. That's stupid. That's insane. To believe this crap, they're all one big happy family.
Very good. Appreciate it, Fred. Thanks a lot for the call. Let's go to Byron back again from Canada.
quick. I'll be quick. Thanks, Isham.
Listen. I don't have any other callers, so until we get another caller, you can have the rest of the show.
Well, it always makes me laugh when these people talk about illegal immigration. You know, it's too bad the Native Americans didn't have some way to keep out the English. I'm sure the Spanish, whoever it was,
They didn't have Trump. If they had Trump, we will not be here.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad. You know, if they could have just kept out, you know, the Middle East, if they was able to protect their borders and keep out the Americans, we wouldn't have all these immigration problems now.
Well,
immigration, that's all the Americans,
yeah,
the British and the French, that's all they've ever done around the world. I don't think anybody invited them into their country, and they sure in the hell didn't want them to stay in their country, but, you know,
yeah,
they stayed anyway, didn't they?
But you know what? We're the good guys.
Yeah.
So the good guys we get to do because we're good people. You see, that's the thing that everybody, you know, I call people in the United States and actually throughout the world, they're hypnotized. But if they really sit down and think logically, they will say, oh, wait a minute. But now, you know, everybody, you know, the majority think, oh, we're the good people. We're the good people. They don't know that we killed a million Iraqis. But that's okay. We killed them because they're the bad people. They're the evildoers. And that's what people in the United States believe. We're good, the rest are bad, and now we are dividing the good into good and ugly and bad. Appreciate it, Byron.
All right.
Thanks a lot. All right. The phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I don't have any callers, so if you don't call, you're just going to hear me talking. And let's talk about the legal immigration that is legal, not illegal. You know, if it wasn't, we cannot close our borders. We cannot say we don't know and we don't want them foreigners. Because them foreigners are actually what's making the United States a great country. Now, what is he talking about now? All right, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You go into Silicon Valley. You go into the most technological companies and industries in the United States. Go to NASA. Go to the best hospitals in the United States, and even the bad ones, everywhere. Go to small town America and see who the doctor in that little small town is. It's not Jim Brown, and it's not Michael Smith. It's Muhammad Abdullah Hussein, etc., etc. These are the immigrants who come from these Muslim countries. How they get here? Simple. They get here, they apply, because we need them. We cannot do it without them. You go to universities and see who the professors are. Where are they from? I'll tell you why, though. Because, again, somehow everything goes back to money. The United States figured out through these 13 Jewish families that actually created the Federal Reserve Bank. We make money out of thin air, literally. You know, we just print money. Just print it. And we import these genius brains into the country. And they are here not because they want to be away from their family. Believe me, if they can make the money they can make in the United States and the lifestyle they are able to live here in the United States, back home, they will all be running back home. I guarantee you. and then we're going to have a huge problem. So you talk about we want less immigration. Well, fine. Then educate your children and make them go to school and become the engineers, the doctors, the lawyers. Make enough numbers. Have more children. One and two children doesn't make it anymore. That's why we need all these people. All right, let's go to Andy in Texas on line nine. Andy.
Hey, Talawi. I was here before you called me Andrew. My name is Andy, but that's fine. I'm back again because we got cut up by the break, and I had a solution for
how we could
vet these people. Excuse me?
Is this Alan?
No, this is Andy.
Andy, okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but I called up and said we need to vet our representatives and our senators and whatnot.
Right, call me back.
Call me back when you have a solution. Well,
okay.
I could have given you my solution, but we got cut off. But anyway, I don't want to waste time. The solution is that we have to come together and put a constitutional amendment together, whether it be in the state or the federal government.
Who we?
Well, the government has to do this, and the willingness
but
of that is going to be terrible.
When you say we, it's no more we, Andy. Who we? Who are we? Who we are you talking about?
Are you talking about people?
What people are you talking about that you want to get together? Are you talking about the Republicans or the Democrats?
I'm talking about everybody collectively, my friend, because the people collectively own this government, Mr. Talawi, but whether you believe it or not, we do.
We do not. We do not.
If we get together and people are waking up like they are, big time, we can do this. And here's my solution. You wanted a solution. I was going to give it to you, but the time cut us off. Here's my solution. We need to put together some sort of a constitutional amendment, whether it be the state or the federal or whatever, that these people have to go around in town hall meetings to every city. The year before they run for office, they have to go around to city, states, county meetings, and they got asked these questions, and everybody evaluates these questions, and if they give them the same answers over and over again, we can find out whether or not these people are telling us the truth or not. The thing is, and most cities and states have a lot of people that want to hear this stuff, and the more people wake up, the more people will get involved, and we'll be able to find out if these people are just telling us what we want to hear in every city, state, or county meeting that they go to, or we're finding out that they're saying the exact same thing before.
Good idea, Andy. Good idea. Great idea. But try to get people to go to those meetings. Appreciate it, Andy. I'm going to go to Tony in Chicago on three. Tony.
Yeah, doctor, I couldn't help but call you. I want to ask you a question.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah, okay. all these things that these immigrants are doing today that, you know, in this country that, you know, that we can't do ourselves. Who was doing all these things before 1965, before the Jews opened the borders, and this country was 85-86% white? Who was doing all these things that you're claiming that we need these immigrants to do? You know who was doing it? White European people.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you something.
Hold on, Tony. Those white Europeans that you're talking about, they're dead. The white Europeans that you have today, they're not going to go and wash dishes in the back of a restaurant. They're not going to go and clean a bed at a hotel. And they're not going to go in the field and pick cotton or oranges or whatever it is.
No, but I'm talking about these high-level jobs you're talking about.
No. We're not talking about... High-level jobs. What Americans? Do you think if we have Americans to go for these high-level jobs, you think we will be importing from Pakistan and Bangladesh?
No, the reason why Silicon Valley and all these Jew companies out in California with all these Jew traders, these anti-white bigots like Zuckerberg, and you can go down the line, the reason why they're all full of Pakistanis and Indians, et cetera, is they don't want to hire white people. And white
That's
people
not
are discriminating. No, it is the truth, okay? That's the truth. We don't need you. We don't need you. I mean,
okay.
I'm going to be quite honest. We don't need your PhD.
We were doing all this. Okay. I mean, we slipped. We screwed up.
Okay.
You
okay.
Just can't handle
okay.
That.
So you are responsible for this. If you slipped and screwed up, you're responsible for this. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. Let's go to Alan in South Carolina. Alan.
Hey, just a quick thought on the notion about how the English, the damned English, as we might say, conquered the North America. Don't forget that when we got here, or they got here, we were confronted with primitive Stone Age tribes who wouldn't give up fighting each other. Reminds me of Native Americans today. I'm talking about us. Conservatives won't give up fighting each other long enough to confront our enemies. Poor old Chief Pontiac went up and down the Mississippi River contacting the heads of the nation saying, let's call a truce. They wouldn't do it. The Algonquins hated the Seminoles, and the Seminoles hated the whoever. I can't call all their names up top of my head.
All right.
That's what it was about.
Thanks a lot. Unfortunately, we are out of time. You hear the music, and we will be right back to wrap up.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it has been fun, and I want to thank actually all the listeners that we have online listening and throughout the stations where we broadcast, and I would like to thank everyone who called in Great discussions, great people with different opinions, different takes on the issues, and that's what makes America the greatest country in the world, and I do believe it is. We just need to make sure that everybody is together, because united, we will make it. But when we try to divide each other and say we don't need this, well, it's too late now. As I guess it was Tony who spoke last, who said that the Jews opened this, and well, it's too late. They're here, and you can't get them out. And if you think it's a Jewish conspiracy to bring all these immigrants against white people, and you know, when you talk like that, and a lot of Trump supporters, they talk like that. That's why people can't see Trump as a uniter, but a divider. Now, some of my best friends, actually, I mean, like David Duke, is a good friend of mine. And we actually live in the same state. We're friends. We are not like acquaintances. We are friends. I mean, if he's in town, he'll call me. Let's go to dinner. That's the kind of friendship that me and David have. Now, do I think he's racist? No, I don't think he's racist. I don't think he ever said, we don't need this, we don't need this. No. Now, do I think white people have the right to unite and want to protect their heritage? Not at all. Just like everybody else wants to protect their heritage, protect their bloodline, that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem when someone says, I don't want the other person because he's not white. That's what I have a problem with. And, you know, if America was great when it was majority white people, don't blame it on the Jews. Because they did not have the power that they have now. Now they have a lot of powers. But before, they did not have all the editors in these small town newspapers. Now they do. They did not have all the major newspapers around the country. Now they do. They did not have all the networks. Now they do. So you were in control and you let it go. You can't come back now and say you want to undo it because you're calling for civil war. You're going to end up destroying the country that you think you want to make great. This country is great if we all work together. Because right now, maybe you don't like that I'm here, but I'm here. And you're going to have to work with me. That's all we have for you. As we always say on my show, go do the right thing. Special thanks to John Stedmiller for giving me this opportunity tonight to talk to you. Thank you. We'll see you in another show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.